AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's ramping up pressure on Venezuela and its President Nicolas Maduro, announcing at the White House.
We've just seized a tanker on the coast of Venezuela, a large tanker, very large.
Attorney General Pam Bondi posted video showing people fast roping from a helicopter to the tanker's deck and later with weapons drawn. Asked what will happen to the oil aboard, Trump said, "We keep it, I guess." Venezuela's government calls the seizure blatant theft and an act of international piracy. Tensions again becoming public over U.S. efforts to broker an end to Russia's war in Ukraine. President Trump says he discussed proposals Wednesday with European leaders back in Kyiv.
Well, I think we had some little disputes about people, and we're going to see how it turns out. And we said before we go to a meeting, we want to know some things, you know, they would like us to go to a meeting over the weekend in Europe, and we'll make a determination depending on what they come back with.
Ukraine's allies are backing President Volodymyr Zelensky's effort to ensure any settlement is fair and deters future Russian attacks, as well as accommodating Europe's defense interests. The Federal Reserve has reduced its key interest rate for a third meeting in a row, but signaled it may leave rates unchanged in the coming months. Chair Jerome Powell.
With today's decision, we have lowered our policy rate 0.75 percentage point over our last three meetings. This further normalization of our policy stance should help stabilize the labor market while allowing inflation to resume its downward trend toward 2% once the effects of tariffs have passed through.
Stocks closed higher on the news, the S&P just short of its all-time high, and residents of Washington state are packing up, preparing to flee as a powerful Pacific storm swells rivers toward record levels. This is AP News. The New Year's just 3 weeks away. Julie Walker on preparations.
Diana Ross is the headliner for Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve, performing free in Times Square for anyone willing to brave the cold in crowds. The pop icon will perform a medley of hits, including I'm Coming Out and Upside Down. The show will feature 39 artists from locations like New York, Las Vegas, and Chicago. The event will air live on ABC December 31st at 8 p.m. and repeat on Hulu. Other performers include Mariah Carey, Post Malone, and Demi Lovato, the hosts in Times Square, Ryan Seacrest and Rita Ora, with Chance the Rapper in Chicago, and Rob Gronkowski in Las Vegas. I'm Julie Walker.
Digging in a bad way, losing your grip. With more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.